Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Wednesday, the 4th of December, 2019. A reminder, you can follow us at USA Today Podcast on Twitter for all things 5 Things, plus other great USA Today audio content. That's at USA Today Podcast. Now, on to the show. To get you started, there's more impeachment inquiry action on Wednesday. The House Judiciary Committee will hold a hearing aimed at deciding whether to recommend impeachment against President Donald Trump. The hearing will focus on constitutional grounds for impeachment, including the meaning of high crimes and misdemeanors, things the president could potentially be removed for. The House Intelligence Committee has spent recent weeks hearing testimony surrounding claims that Trump pressured Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden in exchange for foreign aid. On Tuesday, the Intelligence Committee voted 13-9 to adopt a report of its findings. Associated Press reporter Eric Tucker has more.
What is sort of most significant is to see the way the accusations are laid out in unsparing and vivid and evocative detail. And if you focus just for a moment on the obstruction element, it describes how no other president, even ones who have been subjected to impeachment inquiries in the past, have responded to House demands for documents and testimony the way this president has. Of course, the president has described this investigation as a hoax, as an attempted coup, and he's been consistent up until today. He's in London right now, but he responded along those same lines today when asked about it. And, you know, what we can expect to see is familiar Republican talking points that we began to hear over the last several weeks.
And sure enough, Republican leaders continue to denounce the impeachment inquiry. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
Most everybody in America believes that impeachment is so divisive. But if we were to do it, it'd have to be compelling, overwhelming, and bipartisan. 3 criterias the Speaker laid out to this country to move what is going to happen this week. Those 3 issues she laid have failed each one. There is nothing compelling, there's nothing overwhelming, and the only bipartisan we have had in this House is not to move forward with impeachment.
Stay with usatoday.com for all the latest. World leaders will formally meet on Wednesday for the 70th anniversary of NATO. The meeting comes after a tense public spat between President Donald Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron on Tuesday surrounding a number of topics, including the Islamic State.
We have a tremendous amount of captured fighters, ISIS fighters, over in Syria, and they're all under lock and key. But many are from France, many are from Germany, many are from UK. They're mostly from Europe. And some of the countries are agreeing. I have not spoken to the president about that. Would you like some nice ISIS fighters?
Look,
I can give them to you.
Look at the situation.
You can take everyone you want.
Let's be serious. The very large number of fighters you have on the ground are ISIS fighters coming from Syria, from Iraq, and the region. It is true that you have foreign fighters coming from Europe. But this is a tiny minority of the overall problem we have in the region. And I think number one priority, because it's not yet finished, is to get rid of ISIS and these terrorist groups. This is our number one priority. And it's not yet done. I'm sorry to say that. Yes, you still have fighters in this region, in Syria and now in Iraq, and more. And the whole destabilization of the region makes the situation more difficult to fix the situation against ISIS.
This is why he's a great politician, because that was one of the greatest non-answers I've ever heard. And that's okay.
Additionally, the White House said it was considering putting tariffs on more than $2 billion worth of French goods in response to the country's new digital services tax targeting U.S. technology companies like Amazon, Facebook, and Google. Other issues expected to be brought up by a number of countries include cybersecurity issues and China's growing military power. Next up.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
NASA and SpaceX are set for a Wednesday afternoon launch of a Falcon 9 rocket and Dragon spacecraft. The launch is scheduled to take place at Cape Canaveral with a mission bound for the International Space Station. NASA said the spacecraft will carry experiments, crew supplies, and onboard hardware. One experiment is sending mice to space. It'll compare genetically engineered mice with regular mice to study muscle degradation in microgravity environments. A goal is also to learn how to prevent muscle and bone loss during spaceflight. Other studies will look at atoms, combustion, and barley. Weather permitting, liftoff is set for 12:51 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a big day for Billie Eilish. The teenage musician on Wednesday will be the first recipient of the Apple Music Award for Global Artist of the Year. And to go along with it, she'll perform in a live-stream concert at Apple's campus in California. On Monday, Apple announced that Eilish's When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Has been named Album of the Year. Eilish and her brother Phineas will also receive Songwriter of the Year honors. Meanwhile, Lizzo has been named as the Breakthrough Artist of the Year, and Lil Nas X's Old Town Road is Apple's Song of the Year. You can catch Eilish's performance at 6:30 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 Eastern, Wednesday night. And last up, wine and beer advent calendars at Aldi have been sold out for nearly a month. But the discount grocery store chain is releasing a new boozy calendar, the Sparkling Wine Countdown to the New Year. On Wednesday, you can grab the calendars for $24.99 at participating stores. The set includes 7 mini bottles of sparkling wine to drink starting on Christmas through New Year's Eve. But they may not be available in your area, since some cities and states don't allow grocery stores to sell alcohol. It's holiday shopping time, and we can help you save money. Sign up for our new newsletter and get the best deals our editors find each week. It's easy. All we need is your email address. Sign up at dealsnewsletter.usatoday.com. And you can catch new episodes of 5 Things Monday through Saturday on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you find your audio. That includes the Google Home, Amazon Echo, and others. You can also subscribe for free and drop us a rating and review if you'd like. 5 Things is part of the USA Today podcast network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.